Well, hello there. It's another episode of WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Very glad to be back in the world of new music after taking a little summer break. It's show number 21, and I'll get to showcase some great women's voices in the bands Ofa Rex, Casey and Clayton, and This Is the Kit. We keep it local with Charlotte, North Carolina group The Louder Milks, get into some psychedelic funk from Molly, and tip our hat to the late, great Alan Toussaint. Plus, DJ for a Day is back with some history and statistics about radio and disc jockeys, revealing that radio is alive and well, even while we are being told that being a DJ is one of the 10 worst jobs in the country. Let's get it all started with the Canadian cousins, Casey and Clayton, with their fourth album, The Siren Song, and Just Like a Summer Cloud.
Sets in, we are separate. As the game begins, we are separate. Some strings slackening, others giving in. Change sets in, cycles of three triangles are tricky. Cycles of three triangles are tricky. cycles of three, triangles are tricky. As the change sets in, we are one again. As the game begins, we are one again. This is the natural order of things. Change sets in. Moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Change sets in, we have lost our way. As the game begins, we are found again. As the change sets in, cycles of three, moonshine, 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 free. Cycles of three, moonshine, 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 free. Cycles of three, moonshine, 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 free. Cycles of three, moonshine.
That's Ofa Rex, which is the Decemberists alongside Olivia Chaney, who was born in Italy and who spent most of her youth in Oxford, with the tune The Old Churchyard, from their album The Queen of Hearts. Colin Molloy of the Decemberists heard Chaney's 2015 debut album and invited her to open for the band on a tour where he would continually drop hints about a future collaboration. A few months later, she found herself in Portland with the Decemberists and producer Tucker Martine, cutting this album of mostly traditional British folk. Even though Chaney's voice is rightfully getting many favorable comparisons to June Tabor, Joni Mitchell, and Sandy Denny, her background is in jazz and improvisational music. And Olivia has taken part in, as she puts it, quote, many weird and wacky collaborations. In the middle was the band This Is The Kit, with Kate Stables on vocals for the title track to Moonshine Freeze. Kate and multi-instrumentalist and producer John Parrish have worked together on the band's debut in 2008, but it was just in 2015 when This Is The Kit received more widespread attention with the disc Bashed Out, recorded with Aaron Dessner of The National on his label Brassland Records. Kate also plays banjo on several songs on this, her fourth album. Starting the show was singer Casey Anderson and fingerstyle guitarist Clayton Linthicum from rural Saskatchewan, Canada. The Siren Song continues their exploration of British and Appalachian folk and blues roots. The Second Cousins dive into some of the more cosmic American Graham Parsons-type sound on this album, The Siren Song, as evidenced on that one, Just Like a Summer Cloud. Clayton Linthicum and Casey Anderson were both enamored with folk music and started playing out in 2010 when they were barely in their teens. Clayton's love of country music helped lead him to become a member of the Deep Dark Woods. The Siren Song is just the second album Casey and Clayton have released stateside. Up next, we put the spotlight on Charlotte, North Carolina band The Loudermilks, which features brothers Alan and Chad Edwards with their latest called Monument.
Don't know how I wound up here. Must be the fear of everything. The life I've chosen might not be the easy thing to do. But I guess sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Three scruples to a dram, boys. Eight drams to an ounce. Two cups get you a pint now, and the first one's on the house. The drunkard craves just another. The blind man blames the eye. Poor man dreams of riches, and a martyr prays to die.
I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand. This world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand.
I've drowned in the pool of young love, down the high and the hurt. Felt the heartbeat quicken at the side of a lifted skirt. I thrilled to the big sound, felt the rumble and the roar. Drove straight through the blackest night in a chase forevermore.
I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand that this world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand.
Whiskey priest, I'll be putting my money down on the rough and slouching beast.
Cause I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand that this world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand. I don't need to read the papers to know the heart of man. This world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand.
One of our favorite Texas singer-songwriters, Slade Cleaves, with his first release in 4 years, Ghost on the Car Radio, and the song Drunken Barber's Hand. Slade has been a staple on our airwaves for a good 20 years, and the themes of the heartland and the working class are front and center once again here. It's not the kind of record you throw on to liven up a party, but it's great music when you're feeling reflective. Lines like, I don't need to read the papers or the TV to understand that this world's been shaved by a drunken barber's hand. I intend to stay with you. The Loudermilks, who take their name from the given names of the Leuven brothers, Ira and Charlie Loudermilk, they're a long-standing Queen City six-piece playing what they call rural pop. That was the song Sometimes You Lose from the album Monument. They have been described as, quote, recorded more in sepia than in stereo. And you can find their music on You Know What Records and via their Bandcamp and Facebook pages. Time for DJ for a Day. Today we take a look at some fun facts and statistics on radio. Did you know that Nikola Tesla was granted the first radio patents in 1900, resulting in Guglielmo Marconi's initial radio patents to be denied that same year? Well, 4 years later, the U.S. Patent Office reversed its decision and awarded Marconi the patent for inventing radio, despite the fact that Marconi's devices used 17 of Tesla's patents. In 1943, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Tesla's original patents, but the history books had already recorded the name Marconi as the inventor of radio. In 1920, the world's first commercial radio station, KDKA, went on the air in Pittsburgh. FM radio made its first appearance all the way back in 1939. Today, radio reaches more Americans every week than any kind of media, according to a recent Nielsen report, with 228 million adults listening at least once weekly in the fourth quarter of 2016, which comes to 93% of the overall population. TV was second with 89%, smartphones at 83% and rapidly growing, computers at 50% and tablets at 37%. And younger folks are there too. 92%, or 67 million of American millennials, encounter radio in some form during the week. Audiences are becoming more diverse, with 42 million Hispanic listeners and 32 million Black listeners in March 2017, and digital radio listenership has increased dramatically from 12% of Americans 12 and older listening weekly in 2007 to 53% in 2017. And that's about reach. Time spent with media is still ruled by TV. Radio is still listened to the most in cars. With all those ears turned towards the radio, what does that mean for the disc jockeys across the nation? The salary information website payscale.com breaks down the median salaries for radio personalities by exact job descriptions. As of October 2016, payscale.com reported a national median salary of $35,404 for radio announcers, $45,091 for show hosts, and $35,080 for DJs. To work as a full-time DJ, requirements are typically a bachelor's degree plus experience. Starting out in a small market is typical, but there are plenty of noteworthy broadcasters who got their start in cities like New York. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that radio and television announcers as a whole made a median annual salary of $30,960 in May of 2015. Morning shows generally pay the best in all formats, and larger markets pay more as well. Syndication, that is getting your show broadcast on many stations or a network, that's the big prize. CareerCast.com listed its 10 worst jobs earlier this year, and DJs were at number 6. They came to their conclusions using key metrics of growth outlook, income, environmental conditions, and stress. Number 1 on the list, newspaper reporter. Number 2, broadcaster. Number 3, logger. Then enlisted military personnel, pest control worker, disc jockey, advertising salesperson, firefighter, retail salesperson, and taxi driver. Now, there's a big difference between working at a station like WNCW and working at a Clear Channel station, where hosts don't necessarily have much, if any, control of what they play and how they present their shows. I've heard horror stories from public radio hosts and programmers, too. But my experience is that being a DJ is a fun and rewarding challenge, especially here. Well, the boss says it's time to get back to the music. Here's the duo Steelism.
Still be Il est 21h au clock, me voilà sur la route. Mais tous les restos et clubs de la capitale sont déjà sold out. C'est le rendez-vous du peuple au carrefour de la joie. Nordiste et sudiste, on s'éclate sur la même piste. C'est beau de voir tous ces couples bien habillés qui nous arrivent en bout. Ladies sexy, les garçons chauds. La forêt entière qui pousse, on n'entend que dalle. C'est des rumeurs, on s'en passe de la peur. Faisons la fête. Samedi soir à Bamako sur ma moto. Samedi soir à Bamako sur ma moto.
A group from Mali called Songhoi Blues, and the song Bamako from their latest long player, Resistance. They've been touring the world for the last several years and have incorporated a lot of new influences in their sound. About that song, lead vocalist Aliou Touré says, "We just wanted to write something fun and positive about where we come from. So much of what people hear about Africa is negative. Bad news stories about war and famine just dominate the common image of Africa. But this track is about dispelling that image by describing something everyone can relate to, going out on a Saturday night, to show that Africa isn't just what people see in the news. There's so much more to it than that." Ahead of Songhoi Blues was Steelism, the heretofore instrumental band from Nashville, now showcasing some vocalists on their album Ism. The Nashville duo brought in singers Andrew Combs and Jesse Balin, Ruby Amanfu, and that song, Shake Your Heel, Tristan, who has a new record of her own in rotation here at WNCW. They'll be at the Newport Folk Fest late this month and a little closer to our neck of the woods when they appear at Pilgrimage Fest in Franklin, Tennessee this September. American guitarist Jeremy Fetzer and British pedal steel guitarist Spencer Cullum met while touring in the UK in Caitlin Rose's band, and the idea for Steelism came after they started doing impromptu instrumentals during sound checks. Coming up is our segue of the week, following this cover of the legendary Alan Toussaint. Here's Stanton Moore from the new tribute disc, With You in Mind.
Something to happen while the day world is sleeping. Night people are crying. or swinging, hanging out, looking for something to happen.
Night people,
hanging out, looking at each other, waiting for something to happen.
Hanging out.
In 1973, the Pointer Sisters made their debut, and that was the Alan Toussaint composition, Yes We Can, your segue of the week on WNCW's On the Way Up. Like so many of Toussaint's songs, it was covered many times, originally by Lee Dorsey as Yes We Can in 1970. We lost the architect of New Orleans rhythm and blues almost 2 years ago, but what a legacy he leaves us, including the fantastic new tribute from Stanton Moore, called With You in Mind. The story goes that Moore was already planning to record with his trio when news of Toussaint's passing came, and he immediately put that on the shelf to make this tribute instead. It features a who's who of Crescent City music royalty like Cyril Neville, who sang on that version of Night People, The Meters, Trombone Shorty, Donald Harrison Jr., and many more. That's our show. Thanks for listening to Grassroots Radio, WNCW's On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be here once again. I encourage you to support the artists that you enjoy hearing on this podcast and consider helping this public radio station keep going strong as well. You can join us as a member anytime on our website at wncw.org. Our theme song is Eliza Lynn's Sing a New Song, and she takes us away.
Sing a new song. Where you are, sing a new song. ground. Sing a new